I'm Dan Klefstad. 1,562 new COVID-19 cases and 18 deaths. That's the tally Illinois officials announced Sunday, and state officials are again imposing restrictions in the southwestern part of the state. Governor J.B. Pritzker says they include limiting capacity at meetings and social events and closing bars and casinos at 11 p.m. The restrictions come after the region saw three straight days of positive test rates of 8% or higher. The state's current rate is about 4%. Former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson died Friday. He was 84. Thompson served 14 years as the state's highest elected official. A prosecutor-turned-politician, Thompson's tenure included a major infrastructure program called Build Illinois and a special focus on historic preservation and the arts, which he mentioned in an interview with the Lincoln Presidential Library Oral History Program.
I viewed myself as not only a promoter of cultural institutions and cultural and historic preservation programs, but as an advocate for them.
Thompson was known as a moderate Republican who worked to find common ground with Democrats, including House Speaker Michael Madigan. Once news of his death was announced, Madigan issued a statement calling Thompson a cherished friend and saying Illinois is a better place because of his work. In other news, the U.S. Postal Service sent a letter to the Illinois Election Authority in July saying it may not be able to accommodate deadlines for getting mail-in ballots delivered on time. Mary Hansen has more on what options officials are considering for the coming election.
Don Gray, the Sangamon County Clerk, says he wasn't planning to use ballot drop boxes before the Postal Service letter. He's now considering it, but wants to make sure the process is transparent and secure.
If all those variables are met, we'll be comfortable to provide for drop boxes. If they're not and there's still concerns, we'll come up with other means. There's plenty of ways to do this that upholds the integrity of the electoral process.
The Illinois State Board of Elections has rules to ensure security, including 24-hour camera monitoring for drop boxes. A new law allows election authorities to set up the monitored boxes, drive-through locations, or other collection sites for voters to return their mail-in ballots. A spokesman for the state agency says ideally officials would decide before September 24th, so voters have the information as mail-in ballots are sent out. I'm Mary Hansen.
I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson died Friday. He was 84 and served 14 years on the job. A prosecutor turned politician, Thompson's tenure included a major infrastructure program known as Build Illinois and a special focus on historic preservation and the arts, which he mentioned in an interview with the Lincoln Presidential Library Oral History Program.
I viewed myself as not only a promoter of cultural institutions and cultural and historic preservation programs, but as an advocate for them.
Thompson was known as a moderate Republican who worked to find common ground with Democrats, including Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, who issued a statement calling Thompson a cherished friend and saying Illinois is a better place because of his work. Representatives from Illinois EPA testified last week in defense of proposed coal ash rules before the Illinois Pollution Control Board and the public. The proposed rules define the cleanup and closure of coal ash ponds. The toxic ponds are a result of coal-fired power plants leaking heavy metals into surrounding soil and groundwater. Environmental groups say the proposed rules are lacking, especially when it comes to the cleanup of coal ash landfills. Andrew Rain is with Prairie Rivers Network.
We also want the Illinois Pollution Control Board to take up the regulation of landfills and dumps in addition to the regulation of the ponds. We think it's a missed opportunity if we just solve part of the problem without solving the whole thing.
More hearings, including public comment, will be held in October. The Pollution Control Board will then approve the final rules by March 2021. It is now 8:21. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.